I'm Joshua Dowdy. I'm sitting here with
Anthony Gonzalez.
And we're here to talk about Adnan Syed's case about the murder of Heyman Lee. He did it. He's guilty.
Well, I mean, people could argue that, but then again, you have to look at all the facts. He still may be innocent in a way.
In what way?
Well, first of all, Jay didn't tell the whole truth either. Even though the state is working with him, and he's pretty much their star child.
Basically got off free.
He got off free easy, and that's why I'm kind of thinking that he still had a big role in it, and he's guilty too.
But why would Jay want to murder Hay? Adnan has motive. Ex-boyfriend could be angry about the breakup, could be angry she's seeing other guys.
Oh, yes, but, like, you never know other people's intentions. Like, you could say, oh, he's such a good person, and all of a sudden he goes out and murders 10 people.
Yeah, I know, and that's crazy. Most serial killers were labeled as a good person. Ted Bundy, Jeffrey Dahmer, they were star citizens, I guess, air quotes. But, I mean, he's still guilty. I mean, hate men. Died by strangulation. That's obviously an amateur move. Could have been heat of the moment. But here's my question. Why would Jay want to bury a body with someone he barely knows? Or claims to barely know?
Well, one, so he can get out of trouble. And two, he might have threatened him, but we never know about that.
If Jay was cooperating so well with the police, why didn't Jay tell the police he was being threatened? I mean, Jay could have a bigger role in this, and I am so sick and tired of how easy he got off. It's sickening because he obviously had a bigger role. He buried a body with a guy he smoked with a couple of times. Doesn't make them blood brothers. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's what didn't make sense to me either, is how he just got off scot-free and, not scot-free, but, you know, like, got off without pretty much any punishment. It's mind-boggling to me because, you know, he obviously had a part in it, so why wouldn't he, like, you know, get sent like a non-did?
Yeah, I know. But he was an accomplice after the fact. That's why the crime wasn't so severe. And so, honestly, Adnan had to be influenced by environmental factors. Adnan had to be influenced by our... I'm Joshua Dowdy. I'm here with
Anthony Gonzalez.
And we're still talking about the case of Adnan Syed. And we left off on our last video talking about how the court system had a poor prosecution and a poor defense for Adnan. And I would, if I was in his corner and being his lawyer, I would argue that the state obviously doesn't have a valid argument.
Yeah, I feel like that if he had a proper attorney, or had an actual decent defense, that he still might be innocent, but that's just me, that's my opinion.
Or the state would have just let him go.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I don't know. Is the law, the way they do things, is really right or really wrong? I don't know.
In this case, it seemed like it was a bit corrupt.
Yeah.
Just due to the fact that Jay was still a part of the murder, and he got off scot-free, but yet Adnan was, they both shared an equally important role in the murder.
Not equally.
Well,
Jay claimed Adnan killed her.
Yeah.
And they both got rid of the body together, like two best buds. It's crazy. And what is more crazy, Jay was quiet about it the whole time. He was quiet about it for months. He didn't say a word to the police, to no one.
That's what seems kind of fishy to me, too. It's just,
yeah.
If you wanted to be, like, if you just wanted to be innocent, and you're like, hey, I have, key information on this person, why don't I just go tell them? I understand that, fear came into factor on that, but then again, if you wanted to be innocent and clear your name, why would you just be upfront instead of waiting months later.
Yeah, I know. And also, you know the anonymous call of the for the police to look into Adnan about Hayes' murder came after the body was found.
Yeah.
The body was found by a streaker. They still don't know who called in the tip to look at Adnan.
Yeah, that's true too. Everything just seems kind of fishy to me and how it played out and how it, you know, just everything that happened.
Oh, I understand, but who else would want to murder her, though? I mean, honestly, she was innocent. She probably didn't deserve to be killed.
Well, I mean, if she was with Jay, and... Sorry, if she was with Jay, and, you know, maybe something bad was said or, like, something that he didn't like was said, he could have strangled her, possibly, and then framed Adnan, but I'm not too sure.
Yeah, bro, but if... Okay, let's just say for a school thought, say Adnan was innocent. Jay had his cell phone, had his car. Adnan claimed Jay was shopping for his girlfriend's birthday because it was Stephanie's birthday, Jay's girlfriend, at the time. But why would you give someone your car, your phone? I wouldn't give anyone my car. I mean, I had a Scion TC. It was worth like $3,000. I still wouldn't let you take that.
Yeah, I wouldn't let anybody take my vehicle either. Especially, like, my vehicle and my cell phone.
Yeah.
That's a little
too... I mean, it would have had to been premeditated or a very, very lucky storm.
Yeah, also, like, what I don't understand is, like, how they barely knew each other, yet they trusted each other enough to where he can lend him his car and his cell phone. That's the thing.
Yeah, and bury a body together.
Yeah, and bury a body together, even though you just barely knew him.
Yeah. And what I don't get, if Adnan is innocent, how come he didn't expect anything from Hay? Like, how come he wasn't more involved with the search for Hay? Because, like, he would have known her better than anybody else because they were in a relationship.
That's true.
But, man, it's just messed up, bro. But, I guess if Adnan was guilty and did do it, he would have had been environmental factors.
Yeah.
I mean, Hay could have said something, messed him up in the head, because he would have been angry and strangled her. I mean, it's just messed up, bro.
Yeah.
So, you still think he's innocent or guilty?
Well, I mean, like, I wasn't completely that on, like, 100% that he was innocent. I did have a feeling that he was guilty, but, you know, it's just some things you want to be true and some things you don't want to. And I want him to be innocent, you know. But then again, all the facts add up, and it's starting to look like he's kind of guilty.
Yeah. Especially, like, I do believe Adnan is guilty, but also Jay. Jay obviously had more in this case.
Yeah, I feel like Jay should have been guilty too, instead of just pretty much let off scot-free.
Yeah, I know. It's messed up. Just our court system at work.